Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with fivefold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today. But before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to our Christina Pereira Ministries sponsors, Gopher Ministries, who provides all of our equipment rental, Life Changing Productions, who helps put together evangelistic events to reach our city for Jesus, Harvest Family Network, through which I am licensed and ordained, and Davis Financial Services, who does all of our financial accounting. I hope and I pray that these episodes have blessed you. I pray that as you're listening, your faith is encouraged and inspired, and I invite you to sow back into this ministry so we can keep bringing you these faith-building episodes. You can find out more information on how to sow back into this ministry at christinapereira.org/donate or link in the show notes. Hey everybody, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. I have an amazing leader in the body of Christ with me today, and she is a dear friend of mine. She carries such a spirit of faith, and I absolutely love that about her. She is the founder of Shavonna Taylor Ministries and the founder of WOW, Women of Worship Conference. Shavonna, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so very much, Christina. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, it's such an honor to have you with me. And you've got your WOW shirt on, which I absolutely love. Show me that crown.
Yes, come on, right here. Yep, we've got the crown on. Amen. Even have a bracelet here that says Arise. Amen. That's the theme of our conference this year.
Amen. I love that so much. Well, I've introduced you and let our listeners know so many things about you. Can you share with them, since this is Revealing Jesus, how you met our beautiful Savior Jesus?
Well, I met our beautiful Savior Jesus in 1995. The Lord sent an evangelist on my job. So she evangelized while we're at work, and He put her desk right next to my desk. And she was a very zealous woman, and she loved Jesus so much that He just oozed out of her all day long. And so we were all being dripped on in the office all day long, and you just couldn't help it just to have such, desire for more knowledge of Jesus. However, with me, the Lord actually had to provoke me. Maybe I wasn't moving fast enough for Him. So He actually provoked me because my friend Tasha was actually ministering to a couple of us ladies on the job. And we all lived in the same neighborhood as well. And one Sunday, I looked out my window and I saw that they had been to church. And I was like, oh my goodness, they went to church without me. And my friend said, guess what? She said, Tamara got saved today. And I went, oh my gosh. So the following Sunday, guess who was in church? And I gave my life to the Lord in Ayer, Massachusetts in 1995. So the Lord initially brought me into a relationship with Him. Amen.
Amen. That's so amazing. I love how all of our stories are so different. Yeah. For you, it was a relentless coworker who just loved Jesus. And they're all so different, but they're also different because we're different people and He knows what each and every one of us need. But there's always a story of His relentless love weaved throughout each and every one of them.
Absolutely. And I think that even if, the person's not dealing with a background of alcoholism or drugs, that wasn't mine, but I think just the simple fact that he loves us and the fact that I just didn't have any awareness of him and that he wants that relationship with each one of us. So I am so happy to this day that he pursued me in such a way and that he is still pursuing everyone else that doesn't have a relationship with him yet. Amen.
Amen. It's so funny to me when I hear people say like, oh, the love of God is just a small subject, but it's not, it's the subject.
Absolutely.
I mean, the God of love is always love, and he always pursues us, whether we've been walking with him 5 minutes or, 50 years. It's still love. He's still with us for the sake of love,
Amen. Amen. That's absolutely true. He's always pursuing us. And if I could share, I shared with a lot of people that even though I did get saved in 1995, in all honestly, I thought that was it. You get saved, you're brought to a relationship with Jesus, and okay, you feel like you've secured your spot in heaven. And afterwards, I backslid for 4 years because I really thought that that's all I needed. And so for 4 years, I was in the wilderness until in 2000, when I was having some issues with anxiety and depression, and I cried to the Lord again. And this time I knew that I could not walk Jesus and that it was up to me to continue this relationship, this unrelentless pursuit of Jesus. And so now, 20, almost 25 years later, from that, from me being reconnected back to the Lord, it's been nonstop. Amen.
Amen. And I know her today as a mighty woman of faith. She's one of the people that I call when I need a faith-filled encouragement, and that means a lot to me, having faith-filled friends across the body of Christ, because we are, to me, in my mind, we're such easy pickings when we're alone. But having that connection with one another is so powerful, and it's so needed. And God is birthing something right now among women who are connected and who are partnering together to see what the Lord wants to birth in the earth through women right now. And Shivana, you're one of the women I think of with the Wow Women of Worship with that.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's really an honor. I moved here to Chester, Virginia over 20 years ago, and I was in full-blown anxiety and depression, and I was walking with the Lord, but still, I needed a lot of deliverance. I still needed a lot of grace in my life. I still needed, to learn how to walk in the strength of God. And it's really amazing now that 20 some years later that I am hosting this Wow Women of Worship conference right here in Chester. It's just, I never could have imagined 20 years ago that God had this assignment to call all women into this one location to declare his victory.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. It's so interesting to look back over our lives, and I'm doing things now that I never thought, I never had any desire for. It's just so interesting that he takes our pain and he transforms it into a purpose and into a mission. And if we allow him to kind of break our hearts for what breaks his, we can begin helping to call others out of those situations. I know you've named this conference Arise, and you feel like that's the theme of it from the Lord, because you really want women to arise with their strength and destiny, the words that God has spoken over them. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. I just personally heard the Lord in my spirit where he said, arise. And this rise is, I take it for myself personally, but also that he says to declare this, to gather the women into one place and that we would arise and that we would emerge together, that we would come to the next level in him, a place of maturity, a place of strength, a place of victory, and that we make a decision. In 1 Peter 5, it says that, the enemy's roaming around like a devil seeking whom he may to devour. But in the Passion Translation, it also says, make a decision to stand against the wiles of the enemy. So it's our decision in that we're choosing to arise in his strength, in his wisdom, in his grace. And but it's an opportunity for all of us to come together and to arise. And we're going to rise together. And this is going to make a profound impact even in our communities and in our neighborhoods and in the places where we work.
Yeah, I love that so much. I love, for those of you out there who know me, who follow my ministry, you know that together is my heart. And so when Shabana said arise together, I said, yep, I'm on board with that.
Amen.
But
Amen. Amen. Amen.
it's so important. I feel like as women, so many people want to define our lives. They want to define what we're capable of, what we should do, what we should not do, who we are, we are not. And the enemy fights really hard to try to define us. Many, many years ago, the Lord told me, he said, don't let anybody paint you. I'm a painter. I love to paint with, it's just that heart of creativity, but don't let anybody paint you but me.
That's right.
And when, and it comes to identity. And so those words that the Lord has spoken over each of us, you had to break that identity with depression and anxiety and become a woman of worship, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Behind closed doors, we're making that decision. And I chose behind closed doors that I will, as the word says, that I will look upon the hills from which cometh my help, and that finding my identity through him, based on his word, for instance, in Ephesians 2 and 10, I believe, where it says that we're his handiwork, we're his craftsmanship, and just understanding that we're all in a process in that. And I just remember many years ago with women like Joyce Myers and Beth Moore, and I used to watch them on TV, and I was so inspired. Inspired by these women. I've been to countless women's conferences, and I was so inspired even by all of those women. And I would just sit back and go, I want to be like her, and I want to be like her, I want to be like her. And it's like God saying, yes, you can be the fullness of who I've created and called you to be. And so he puts that desire in our heart. And as we're going after him, we are constantly developing and emerging and coming into this real true version of really who we are. Our true identities are who we are in Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. It's so funny that you said that about that watching Joyce Meyer. I used to watch Joyce Meyer a very long time ago. I was a partner with her for a very long time.
Me
And
too.
I would look at what God did in her life, and I would literally weep at the goodness of God of what God did in her life. And I would thank God for that, what he did in her life, And it's so amazing, but the truth is that God's no respecter of persons, and what he does for one, he can do for another. And let me tell you, if you get a hold of that scripture, whew,
That's not, that's right. He wants to put all of us, he wants to put all of us on display. The victory in his joy. It's not, now we're all attacked in secret to a degree. We're attacked in secret. We're isolated. But when it comes to the things of God, he says that if we will pray in secret, but that he will reward us openly. And so he wants to bring us all out into that open place, so that they can see the work of the Lord, that they can know that the hand of the Lord has done this thing. So we're his trophies, and I thank God for the testimony that he's given to each one of us, that we can declare and boast the good things that God has done and how gracious and kind and merciful he is.
Amen. I love the scripture that says, let him who boasts boast in the knowledge of the Lord, that he knows the Lord intimately and the things that he's done. And it's such an amazing thing because it's no longer a religion, but a living, breathing relationship. I mean, Shivana, can you imagine somebody coming up to you and trying to convince you not to follow Jesus?
No, I, yeah, they'd be wasting their breath. I've, that kitty song, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided no turning back, no turning back. Amen. No turning back. Yes.
I love that so much. So, what do you hope women coming to this conference take away from it?
Well, it is an empowerment conference, and I pray that there's an inspiration that they're ignited. So we're actually taking the word arise, and we kind of broke it down to some acronyms, and that A is that we are women, that we will announce and proclaim the word of God. That is the number one thing that we will always do. That we will not, there's this worldly term that's out there that's kind of like it is what it is, and that we will not say that, because we all have to personally choose. We always say that that God is on our side, but we have to choose, are we on his side too? Are we standing with words no matter what? So we are women that announce and proclaim God's word of power. Amen. And that's what the woman in Psalm 68 and 11, 12 did. It says that the Lord declared that he gave the word of power, but it's the woman that announced and proclaimed this word. So it's kind of like saying, that's all we got to say is what the Lord says. Amen. And so that we are rising together, and that for the eye, that we are ignited and inspired by Holy Spirit, but also from one another. Amen. And shining and standing together. And to the E is for equipped, that we're equipped by him, by his spirit, and empowered. In his presence, there is an empowering presence. So as we come in, we have to be saturated. We need to be united. We need to be one. We're one head, one body. We need to be one. And just like you said, we're standing together because, we know that God has revealed what his will is, and that is victory. That is, that he desires that we would prosper, be in good health as our soul prospers. So we're making a stand. Amen. We're just coming together to make a stand of his victory.
Amen. I love that so much. It's
Yeah.
so interesting to me. That when the enemy gets us alone, it's easier to convince us that we are not for his glory, that we are somehow less than, somehow not capable, somehow not who God says we are. But when we come together and we unite our faith and we form a shield around each other, a shield of faith
Yes.
that says, no, we are who we are, and we link arms and say, Shivana, I'm not letting you go. And you say, Christina, I'm not letting you go.
Right. That's right. That's
We're
right.
unstoppable.
Putting our shields up together. That's right. The shields that can quench the fiery darts of the enemy. And that's right. It's a place of protection. This conference is a place of protection. It's a place that, not a single woman will feel isolated. She won't feel invisible. She won't feel unnoticed. This is going to be a cozy, intimate gathering where every woman is literally accounted for. The Lord says, I'm coming for the local woman. He wants this to be a face-to-face encounter. No one will feel like a dot per se, just someone out there, but we're all participating and engaging in this move of Holy Spirit as the Father releases a Father's help and gives us a fresh impartation from heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think it's so important right now. The Lord really wants his women to know who they are and to step out with him in faith and be who he's created them to be.
That's right.
I've had some really powerful conversations on this show over the last 4 years about how unless we see the full image of God, which God is created us in his image, both male and female. Unless we see both represented, it's hard to see the full image of God. And that's just the truth. And
That's right.
so we as his women must stand up. I know your heart is so much like Deborah, and my heart is so much like Esther.
Yes.
We must stand up. Deborah arises and she says, I will go to the battlefield. And Esther stands up and says, if I perish, I perish, but I will not be silent.
Yes.
It's those women that you're calling, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. This arise is for all women, whether she's a Deborah, Jael, Esther, Ruth, and many other women in the Bible. This is a call to arise into that. Maybe this woman hasn't even received that much support in other places. She has these urges and these instincts that that she wants to move and to partner with Holy Spirit to help other women. And so this is an encouragement and empowerment to say that, hey, it starts with one, even if it's one woman at a time, one person at a time, to just move by faith with God, move with Him. We're not thinking about, well, how am I going to do it with 1,000 women? Start with the one, And so, what has really empowered me is knowing how much I suffered and how much I felt so isolated, and how I felt some days like I just felt like this is never going to be over. I'm never going to see the end of the tunnel. And what has really empowered me and really kept me going is that I literally look at every single woman as if she's myself. And I know that the number one thing that she needs, just like I need it, is that she needs encouragement, that she needs love, that she needs nurturing. She needs just someone to be there. And so we just want to provide that in our community. And I've dedicated the rest of my life that I will keep pouring out to every single woman, that no woman within, 3 feet of me, that she would never feel isolated or alone, but that she would know and just come to the deeper knowledge of God's love.
Shivani, you mentioned the Holy Spirit. For those women out there who've never encountered the Holy Spirit,
Ooh, yes. Amen. He's our friend. Jesus said in John 14 that I'm going away, and that He, the Spirit of truth, He's coming, and that He will live on the inside of us. And He was saying that the world cannot receive Him because they can't see Him. But we know that, like the word says, the Spirit of Him who raised up Jesus Christ from the dead now dwells in us. So Holy Spirit is the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3:18 reveals that Holy Spirit is the Lord. So we are co-laboring with Holy Spirit, and every move that we do. I was reading the book of Acts recently, like in the little preface that was written by Luke, and in the Passion Translation, it was explaining that Luke was saying, he was basically saying that even though it's a church, but everything actually through the book of Acts, which we're all still walking out of, was actually a move of Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit still moving through each one of us. And so this particular meeting that we're doing, it's a move of Holy Spirit that we're joining, that we have perceived, that we've caught out the Spirit, and we're jumping in with Holy Spirit. But He is our friend, and He's the leader, and we're the follower. So it's definitely a God movement. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It should always be a God movement,
Yes. Yes,
It's too much work when it's not a God movement.
very much need Holy Spirit help. 2 Corinthians 6:1, I love it. It says that we are co-laborers with, we're co-workers. I mean, that is so fun, that we are co-workers with Holy Spirit. So we get an inspiration in our heart, and then we can partner with Him to do these exploits. Daniel 11:32 says that they that know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. But I like to call them adventures with God, that we get to do fun things like, hey, you want to go and help set some other women free? Hey, you want to go with me and help bring more women into the light? Hey, you want to be with me to gather more women? Yes, Lord. Yes, so that's my heart. Like, yes, let's do this thing. No more women in the dark, that they would come deeper into the knowledge of your love, but walk in the truth and reality. Because what God has kept hidden is His wisdom, but He means to reveal it to His lovers, to His devoted lovers. So he reveals in his word, God's will is not to keep us in the dark, because we've been delivered from the dominion of darkness, but to bring us into the kingdom of light. God is light, and we're children of the light. So I am so happy to partner with Him, and of course with you, Christina, because you're one of the speakers on the panel this year. So I'm so excited that that you'll be sharing as well. And we're just collaborating, as we've been saying. We're collaborating and partnering with Holy Spirit with this move of God.
I'm so excited, Shivani. He has been giving me some Crazy good stuff about being a daughter of glory. So I'm so excited. I'm so thrilled. Thank you for asking me. It's an honor to be there and an honor to arise with you and lift up our shields of faith together. So thank you.
This is I'm like smelling from ear to ear. I got a smile on my face that can't be wiped off. I think when you've hit the target with Holy Spirit that we've just hit the vein of what he wants to do at such a time as this. So Arise Conference is also a such a time as this that at a such a time as this that there's movements of Holy Spirit all over this entire world, but I'm so honored that he said Chester, Virginia, like little Chester, Virginia. I'm like, yay, this is so amazing because he's moving all over the world. Amen. Yeah, we're sharing with him.
Yes, I feel like the prophetic timing is so accurate right now. He is birthing something so powerful through his daughters right now. And I'm thrilled to be a woman. I'm thrilled to be a woman minister right now.
Yes.
And I'm excited for what he wants to do. I know that we are not forgotten. We are not discarded. We are not kept down in his eyes, but we are empowered by the Spirit of the living God, who promises in Joel and in Acts that he will pour out his flesh on all his servants, both male and female, in the last days. So
That's right.
thankful.
He will. Like I said again, when I read Psalm 68, 11, and 12, it's really based on the days of Deborah when all the men would go out to war and the women would stay back. And the women were the professional, they were the ones that handled the tents when they would move from here to here. And so when you really go into the background of the scripture, it describes that when they would go out to war, it was just the women that were left and how they would gather. It says that they were a large host of women. And they would come from different cities and they would come together and dwell in one place because Psalm 16:11 says that God Almighty, he declares the word of power. It's God himself that declares the word. And the woman caught like what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and he was saying victory. And so these women came together to declare and to sing songs of his victory. And then when you go into verse 12, it says that when the men came back, that they would lay the spoils at their feet. They would put the plunder, they would divide the plunder among the women. Now, of course, it's 2024 now, and so we don't have those kind of wars anymore. Jesus is the Lord of victory, and he is the King of Kings, and he's won all the battles. So now our adoration and our gaze is on him. And so now we are gazing at him because he has won the victory for us. And so we are singing songs and worshiping the Lord who has won these victories. And as we're gazing and worshiping, and we're not worrying, we're not at home trying to figure things out, we're not getting to strive, we're not getting more depressed, but instead we have this opportunity, like on the 21st of September, to gather together to set our gaze on him intentionally and purposely to worship him. And then, who knows, in hours or days following that breakthroughs and, just this ripple effect is happening among all of us where we know that the Lord has moved and we're like, huh, I'm just going to keep my eyes on him. Just going to keep gazing at him.
I love that so much. Some of the most amazing breakthroughs I've had in my life, they always come from gazing at Jesus. It never comes from looking at our situations, our circumstances. It never comes from us trying to figure it out. In fact, he'll intentionally let us go around those mountains a few times until we turn our gaze to him and say, I can't, but you can,
That's right. We can do if I can, I want to share there's a word, one of the things that I was thinking about even for this conference, but really even in our day-to-day living, and there's a word that Holy Spirit just kept bubbling up in me, and that's the word proximity. Proximity. And the question is to examine each one of our own hearts and to know what is your proximity to the Lord? Are you close? And we can all say yes, and I say yes, but now I'm asking the Lord, Lord, but am I close enough? And Lord, if I can even closer, will you bring me in even closer? Because the word says, resist the devil and he will flee. Draw close to God and he'll draw close to you. And so I just keep hearing the Lord saying, check your proximity. What are the things that are in between in the way with our relationship to him, and that by his spirit he will reveal these things to us so that we can move them out? Because if our desire is for closer proximity, and so another word is apart, apart from him we can do nothing. And I looked up that word apart, and it means to be far away, to be distant, to be on other sides, so that's why he said a far away from me. He says you can't do nothing. But we take the antonym of that word and say, together with me, therefore we can do all things. And so he says to each one of us, if you are together with me, if you are in union with me, if you are linked with me, if you are, in deep and close fellowship with me, if you are near to me, if you're in close proximity to me, you can do everything because it's all in and through him. So we're partnering with him to do these exploits. And I have a vision. Yes, I do. I have a vision that's been imparted from the Lord to see women liberated, because the word reveals that Jesus says he hates oppression. He does not like any form of depression, oppression, or suppression, but where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And so to arise, it's going to start with each one of us individually. It's kind of like what's that thing, that mask on your, they say you're in an airplane.
Oh, your oxygen mask. Your
On
oxygen
yourself.
mask.
Oh,
Put it on
yeah.
yourself.
There you go. Let the Lord resuscitate you first. Be resuscitated. Be revived by his spirit. It comes with each one of us individually. And then we can go out and partner with him so that others can be saved and liberated. But it starts with each one of us individually. Amen. Living a life where we're being daily resuscitated and revived by his spirit. Then we can partner with him to say, okay, what else do you want me to do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always tell people revival starts here with us personally, with him. I love studying revival history. I've read so many books, Aimee Semple McPherson and the Azusa Street revivals and just all of that. But they all started with a heart that believed that God was with them.
That's right.
And that's all that it comes down to, is he's with us, he's for us, he will never leave us, he will never forsake us. But sometimes in this world that we live in, we get distracted. That's one of the enemy's biggest tactics, is to distract us from that reality, from that glorious presence that's always pressing in every believer and upon his anointed leaders and things like that, and ministers and things. So it's the enemy's ploy to distract us from that reality. But the truth is, there is no separation between us and God anymore for the new covenant believer. There's no separation. God has closed the gap. He has come so close that he is dwelling within us, which is just mind-boggling if you sit there and think about that. I go back to the garden with Adam and Eve, where God would walk with them in the cool of the day. Adam never had the benefit of God in him. But thanks be to God, we have Jesus Christ, who's now put God in us, which
Yes.
is just incredible. And so I love that God not only restored, but he gave us more than we had before. He said, "You
That's right.
failed with what I gave you before, but let me give you more."
That's right. I love it. He says, call upon me and I will show you greater and mightier things. And that scripture just really excites me. Like, wow, that's all I have to do is call upon, and that you will show us greater and mightier things. And so every person listening here today, you can look back 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago when you called upon the Lord in some dire situation or whatever, but now you go fast forward and you're just like, wow. Because even though I've been crying out to him about a particular situation, whatever, you had no idea that it was actually being used to a degree as a catalyst to bring to these greater and mightier things that he has in store for us, which is the more.
Amen. Amen. I've been going through this period where I've been looking back at my testimonies and I've been sharing it more. And my prayer has been, God, weave it together for my good and your glory. And although God does not author those things in our past that held us down, He will certainly use it to bring you into the place that he's always intended for you. So I'm so thankful for that. Well, this has been so much fun. Is there anything burning on your heart you'd like to say directly to our listeners today? Those who are going to listen in the future.
I would just love to say that, you know, that God is good, you know, and just continue to taste and see that he is good, you know, that he does give us beauty for our ashes. He is so good and he is so wonderful. He's so loving. And I just love how he really desires for us to live in this close proximity to him, not in a religious way, but just in a beautiful companionship, just a beautiful walk with him each and every day. You know, in his word, you know, in his presence, singing and worship songs. And I just want to share that, you know, for someone that if you're going through something really hard today, it's just today, just kind of pause for a second. And you know how we would say, like, where's my keys? Where's my keys? I can't find my keys. And you can just say, pause. I'm going to find God in this. I'm going to seek God in this. I'm going to seek him and can reconnect with him and stick with him and stay with him and flow with him and just keep gazing at him and just keep trusting him and knowing that his desire is for you to be free, because the word says that he in whom the Son set free is free indeed. And the freedom really is the freedom from the darkness, the freedom from the lies. Freedom from the disillusions and the pretenses that the enemy is constantly trying to get us to come in agreement with. So stay connected to other people that are burning with the fire of God, and you know, just stay in love with him, and there's so much more that he has for each one of us, and you know, and just embrace the now, stand in a place of victory, because victory belongs to each one of us. It was blood bought.
Amen. And because that victory was blood bought by him, it cannot be lost by us, right?
Woo! Yes. You know, like the word says, you know, rejoice. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. You know, I will, you know, we have to declare and say that I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will just say it.
Absolutely. So good. Well, Shavana, will you pray for our listeners today before we go?
Absolutely. I would love to. Father, just thank you so very much. Thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. We want to thank you, you know, for your goodness and mercy that mm-hmm. follows all the days of our life. I want to thank you for the listeners and those that will listen to it today or in the future or whenever it may be. But Father, we want to thank you that you are just constantly entwining us with yourself, that we are one with you. And we want to thank you that our lives are so infused with truth. We want to thank you for truth. We want to thank you for giving us insight and wisdom and knowledge, revelational knowledge. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to stand today. Thank you for giving us supernatural strength to stand against all the wiles and the tactics of the enemy. But we thank you that as we stand today, that we stand in a place of victory. And we thank you, like your word says, that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So we choose to stand on your side today. We agree with you. We just thank you, Lord, for continually to align us with you. And we just thank you, Lord, for your marvelous grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for being here with me today. This was so fun. And I will have links to the conference where people can get tickets on September 21st.
Please come. It'd be awesome. So yes.
All right. Thank you so much, friends. I really appreciate you being here with me today.
Well, very much, my friend. Thank you for the invite. It's been great.
Absolutely. Well, I hope and I pray today's episode has blessed you. I will have links, like we said, to the Arise Conference in the show notes under Revealing Jesus with Christina Prayer, wherever you get your podcasts. There you'll find additional resources to connect with us and our special guest, Shavana Taylor. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.
Beloved, let me introduce you to my King.
He is altogether lovely. No matter which way you turn him, he is perfection personified. He is velvet and steel. He is meekness and majesty. He is glory and humility. He is kindness and strength. He is altogether lovely, and he is my king, and he can be yours as well. All day long, he holds his hand that you might take, that you might turn one step, one grasp, one yes, one breath away from the arms of your loving Savior. Beloved, if you hear him, do not harden your heart. The Bible declares that not one of us is guaranteed another moment upon this earth. So pray this prayer with me today and run into the arms of the one who loves you, who knows you best. Father, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sin, for all of the places that I have fallen short, God, of your glorious standard. I ask you now to send your Son into my heart, to be the forgiveness of my sin, to be my redemption, to be my righteousness, to be my holiness, to be my sanctification. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me, to fill me with your Spirit, your power, your glory, that I might bring glory to your name, Father. I thank you that I receive all of this by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me. I thank you that I am now a child of God, fully forgiven, fully righteous, fully holy in your eyes. And I ask you to help me walk out this life in a way that pleases and honors you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. I thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your great joy in saving me. And I thank you, Father, and I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I pray all of these things in your beautiful Son's name. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to congratulate you. You are now a child of God, and all things are now yours. Keep listening to Revealing Jesus. Find a good Bible translation that makes sense to you, and keep hearing about our beautiful Savior Jesus. Please let us know. We want to continue to pray for you, and we want to send you a free PDF copy of our New Believer Workbook. Just go to christinapereira.org/welcome-home. Enter your email address and we will be happy to send this free gift. And continue to pray for your journey. God bless. I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Pereira Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.